Looking for a way to add more fun and excitement to your next racing bet? Well, you need to try Tab's new odds and evens. Just choose whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or splits, or you can spin the wheel for a suggested bet. Odds and evens is available on all Australian racing, so whether it's horses, harness or greyhounds, take a spin on the first two place getters for a simple and fun way to bet. Tab, who are you backing? Available for New South Wales Tab customers only. See tab.com.au for full T's and C's. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1-800-858-858.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:04, big day racing today at Maroota. It's the last of the season there, the premiership's up for grabs. Brian Cowden joins me. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. You had a big day today, haven't you?
Yeah, it is a good day's racing, actually. And as you mentioned, some particular interest in the premierships, which is great to see.
Yeah, now the trainer's title, that's what Natalie Jarvis, what, one win in front of Robert and Luke Price?
Yeah, she virtually had them beaten up to the last meeting, but Robert and Luke got three winners that day and closed the gap down to only one win between those two, so that's turned into a tight race.
Now the jockey's title, this is a ripper. You've got, well, I think, Jess Taylor's one win in front of Winona Costin, and then two back is Nick Hayward.
Yeah, that's right. It's still our favourite for the riders here, Winona and Jess. They always bring a bright smile to the races, and hopefully at the end of the, I assume at the end of the day, one of those two smiles will be the winning jockey for the season.
Well, it's obvious, so they do ride that track well, don't they?
They do, yeah. And to say Winona at the last meeting was in red hot form, and to say her and the Pies who teamed together for three winners and put themselves both in the running.
All right, now horse of the year, is Sonnets going to take that out or not?
No, but I think Malachi Crunch will hold on, to be perfectly honest. Sonnet was a good chance in this race. It was a good run here the other week. Now I think he's third up, so he should go close. But old Malachi Crunch, he's the last race specialist down here. and I think it'd be a great way to finish off the day if he takes it out for himself and for Natalie to get the premiership as well.
All right. Well, today not only that we're interested on the punt, but the premierships as well, because there's literally a nose in them all the way through.
Yeah, exactly. And that should be a really good day.
Now, Brian, what's the weather and track like?
Track's a good four, in really good condition. We've been putting a little bit of water on it during the week to sort of counter the effect of the wind. We, like most of the eastern seaboard, I think have been pretty windy the last 3 or 4 days. And it's a bit breezy and cool here today, but the sun's shining and the track should race really well.
All right, terrific. We look forward to it. It'll be a great day. Anthony Manton's going to find the winners for us. Have a top day there, Brian.
Okay, thanks for asking.
Brian Cowden at Maroota. 10:06 at Sky Sports Radio. Anthony Manton's going to find the winners. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. I'm going to do my best anyway.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting day's racing today with Winona Costin, Jess Taylor, one win between them in that premiership, and Natalie Jarvis, Robert and Luke Price camp. You've got a couple of beauties to keep an eye on through the day.
Yeah, Robbie and Luke Price tend to be good for a couple of winners at least, certainly over the back half of the season. And Winona and Jess, they ride the track really well. Nick Hayward hot on their heels, but he's not riding there today, so it'll be Winona and Jess fighting out the jockeys' titles. And, both have a good book.
Right, now the first today is a two-year-old, and it's over the 1,010. We've got a big field, too. Number one, Clearly Regal, is 420. Two, Gringolet, 151. Three, Proven Formula, 151. Four, Young Heart, 340. Five, Warren and Moore, 240. Six, Sir Winterlot, 31. 7, Bro, 12. 8, Fire Shadow, 81. 9, Rebellious Miss, 34. 10, Star Live, 850. 11, Affinity Beyond, 19. 12, Out. And 13, General Ulysses, 41. Favourite, 240. Number 5, All in War, Matty Dale.
I'm with number 5. 5 to beat 4, 1 and 10. All in War has only had 2 starts. Missed the start about 4 lengths at Corowa on debut and then made up many lengths in the home straight to finish 4th and backed up that good performance with an on-speed 3 and 4 deep the trip at Gundagai and toughed it out to win well. Time backed it up as well, fastest last 600 of the day. Second horse, Jalambi, has since come out and placed at Wagga last week, so confirmed form line. Draws a much kinder gate this afternoon, drew 10 of 12 at Gundagai, has got barrier number 3 this afternoon. Matthew Carl sticks. It's the horse to beat, horse number 5, All in War. Number 4, Young Heart, a first starter, Robbie and Luke Price and Brock Ryan. It's only had one trial. That was at Warwick Farm on the 8th of July. It was a little bit slow to begin and then railed up behind the leader and saved ground into the home straight. There was no pressure applied at all. And I thought the trial was really good. Draws a soft gate this afternoon. Probably just tracks the leaders on the back of them and get a shot at the leaders. And no doubt it'll be well prepared from the strong stable. So must be respected, number four. Number one, clearly Regal, Kurt Goldman and Adrian Late. Not all went right at its first start at Warwick Farm. It's had a freshen up of 6 weeks. I spoke to Kurt on Friday at Goulburn briefly about this horse. He liked it, and from a soft draw, it's certainly got to be in the mix as well. And the next best is perhaps number 10, Star Live. Matt Dale and Jess Taylor has trialled good, only had the one trial at Canberra and wasn't knocked about at all. It's just got a very sticky gait to overcome this afternoon, drawn out there in the wing, but could easily perform well. Five on top to beat 4, 1 and 10 in race number one, Cozzy.
Going to be tricky because you get six unraced in that, and two of the money had one start as well. They can improve out of sight, can't they?
Yeah, they most certainly can. The unraced ones, certainly Young Heart looks the best of them on the trial form that we've seen. And Starlib has trialled good, but just the wide gate, 1,000 metres at Maria, it is only one turn to the home bend, but you just don't want to be cast too deep there. So just from a map point of view, wasn't sure where Starlib was going to get to. And Young Heart, by comparison, it's drawn much softer. So of those two first starters, you'd suggest that Young Heart's going to get the more economical run anyway.
All right, now race two, a class one, and here is number one, Acquittal at $2.50, two Eskimo Commander, 19, three Judy in Disguise, 15, four Susanna, $9, five Velvet Aeroplane, two even, six All Tiara, 17, seven Tishan Storm, 19, eight Major Rush, 126, nine Rita Beale, 23, 10 Dance Harder Sun, 71. Favourite five Velvet Aeroplane, $2 even. Another Matty Dale Camp and Jess Taylor on board.
Yeah, going around it, one Acquittal on top to beat 2, 4 and 5. Acquittal's first up for 4 months. No barrier trial into this. Does usually perform well first up. And look, he's got the best form on paper by far. You only got to look back at his run 2 starts ago. He was unlucky behind Noble Boy, only beaten 2 lengths and perhaps should have finished a little bit closer and just got held up at the top of the straight. Noble Boy, of course, went on to win the country championship final and won a race in Brisbane during their carnival as well. So Acquittal, no doubt, has the best form on paper. Denny Williams got a high opinion of this horse, always has. He's been touted as potential Kosciuszko horse. He's going to want to be winning here in a Class 1 if he's any chance of getting to those heights. Angela Cooper, who's Denny's apprentice ride, she's only had 3 or 4 rides, has placed on one occasion. And around the 1,200 at Maruya, this horse has got speed to go forward. She's only got to negotiate the bend, and he's just got too much on them, I think. He's by far the classiest horse in this race, number one, Acquittal. Denny did scratch him from Goulburn on Friday with a soft 7 up there and saved the horse for today, a much better surface. So I think he's the way to go, number one, Acquittal. Huddersfield could be number two here, Eskimo Commander. First up for 10 weeks, a very speedy horse. I remember this horse winning well at the Sapphire Coast last preparation. A horse that's got really high cruising speed, and from a good draw, it'll perhaps lead and give them something to chase. I'll trust that Teresa Bateup's got the horse going well first up into this without a trial. Next best, number four, Sarzana. Trained on the track. She's first up for 3 months. Had a recent trial at Maruya. Thought it went well, and it draws barrier number one, so must be considered. And then number five, Velvet Aeroplane, was good winning in a maiden here at its most recent run. Got a little bit of an awkward gate to overcome, and we know that going from maiden to class one is never easy. So happy to bet around her, number five. But one, Acquittal, he looks the class horse in the race, just has to carry the weight. Gets him with 61 after the claim, should be too good for them. 1, 2, 4 and 5 in race number two, Cozzy.
Now, the third of Class 1 over the 1650, one Bender Thera is $8, two Dash to Rush, 41, three I'm an Achiever, 7, four Yapoon, 12, five Tudor Prince, 850, six Rain Over Me, 26, seven Sepulchre, 360, eight Pinch Legend, 12, nine Ruler of All, 31, 10 up, 11 Clergyman, 3 even, 12 Roulette Rush, 126, 13 Chief of Arlington, 31, 14 out. Favourite 11 Clergyman, and this is $3 even.
I'm with number 7 here, Sepulchre. 7, 1, 11 and 5. I liked Sepulchre at the most recent meeting here, which was the same sort of race, a class 1 and maiden over the 1650. And she just didn't get the best of luck. She settled worse than midfield and she was in traffic approaching the home turn and then held up at around the 200 metre point and got going again late. Was a bit stiff, only beaten about 2.5, 3 lengths. I think with a clearer run, she perhaps just about wins that race. And third up, she looks to peak here. So I've got her on top, number seven, Sepulchre. Number one, Ben Deathra, has had one run back from a four-month break and, again, didn't have the best of luck at the most recent meeting. That was in a 58 over 1,300 metres, got a long way back, raced tight down the home straight and went to the line not fully tested, giving the indication that it was looking for a longer trip and gets out to the 1,650 second up. It'll be primed to run well here from Barry number one. Then number 11, Clergyman, I can see why it's favourite. Comes out of the same form reference as Sepulchre, and this horse was three wide on the speed, no cover the trip, loomed up to win and just went down narrowly behind Valley of Light. Certainly got to be in their mix again, number 11, Clergyman. And the next best is perhaps number five, Tudor Prince, who's third up from a five-month break and has hit heavy tracks at its first two starts back this preparation and could be an improver back on a dry surface. And that strong combination of Robert and Luke Price and Winona Costin, he's not to be underestimated, number five, Tudor Prince. But seven on top to beat 1, 11 and 5 in race number three, Cozzy.
Now, you'll notice an apprentice, Damon Butler, riding there today, rode a winner the other day, his first winner. Story behind him, he's a South African. He is 35 years old, and he was a gymnast in South Africa. He rode horses there, maybe rode in a couple of amateur races. He's been riding around Canberra, had a few rides there, but yeah, he's 35 years old, and he's had a fair bit of experience riding.
Good on him. I've crossed past with him a couple of times at the races, and I did see that he rode a winner. Where was it? Cowra, was it?
Cowra. That's right. Cowra on Saturday. His first winner.
Good on him. He's doing plenty of miles, and we cross paths quite a bit at the races over the next 6 weeks or so, that's for sure, because he's going to most of the meetings I'll be at.
All right. Now, the fourth, one, Blitz and Rush, 5.50, two, Endemion, 7, 3, Manreek, 15, 4, Mythological, 26, 5, Nieces and Nephews, 11, 6, Heaney, 31, 7, Noble House, 9, number 8, Hurricane Heart, $6, 9, Volcane, 34, 10, Gossip, 290, 11, Gypsy Lyric, 151, 12, Easy Mover, 19, 13, One More Tipple, 21, 14, Seal Rocket, 151, 15 out. 290 favourite, 10 Gossip for Natalie Jarvis.
I've got one on top here, Blitz and Rush, 1, 2, 10 and 8. Blitz and Rush had 2.5 years off and went to Coffs Harbour first up after such a long break and drew 12 of 13, was 4 and 5 deep the trip and just kept chasing to the line, was beaten 5 lengths, but I thought the run was really good over the 1,000 metres after such a long break. Now, second up, comes back to the home track, draws barrier number 2, has got the speed to certainly go forward and utilise that gate. And I thought it was a great bet, Blitz and Rush, number 1. Worth noting that its trial prior to that run at Coffs Harbour was really good at Goulburn. It finished alongside Viceroy, who ran fourth in the Ramorny last week, and a horse called Mr. Aloysius, who has since been placed at Canberra. So the trial form read good, and the first up run at Coffs Harbour was really good, considering it drew a wide gate and was first up for 2.5 years. So it'll come on, no doubt, fitness-wise. And from barrier number 2, it's only 1,200 metres. I thought it could lead this lot for a long, long way. Number 2, Endymion, showed good improvement at its second start when it went down narrowly behind Velvet Aeroplane at the most recent meeting here. Maps to get the same sort of a run this afternoon, so must be considered. Number 10, Gossip, she's got the best form on paper. Our first start for the new stable was with Matthew Ellerton and Simon Zara in Melbourne. So a six-week break now with Nat Jarvis at Maruya. And as I said, best form on paper. She's placed 3 of 10. She's just got a very sticky gate to overcome. She's out there in gate number 13, which is not going to be made easy, but it wouldn't surprise if she ran really well first up for the new stable. And the next best is perhaps number 8 here, Hurricane Heart. First start of this mare, she's had 2 trials. Now, the first trial missed the start 4 or 5 lengths and really attacked the line good. That was at Kembla Grange last March and then had about another 12 or 15 months off and went to Nowra and won a trial recently on a heavy track, defeating a horse called Black Star Bowie, who did run second yesterday at Hawkesbury. So it could be perhaps a good one to watch at its first start, number 8. But I'll go with the experience, 1, 2, 10 and 8 in race number 4, first leg of the quaddy.
All right, we wish Amy McLucas all the best too. She's a 4-kilo apprentice, had a few rides, and I think with Natalie and Luke Jarvis, so looking for a first winner.
Yeah, I've seen Amy about as well, a bit at the races, and she's a local girl from down at Maruya, so I know last meeting they were sort of really supportive of her and hoping that she could get a winner at last meeting, but perhaps today she can get over the line.
Yeah, good luck, Amy. Now, the fifth one, Bella Amonte, 480, 2 First Courier, 18, 3 No Emotion, 9, 4 Burden of Proof, 650, 5 Sonnets, 950, 6 Cuban Bell 950, 7 Rabbit Up Rednut 280, number 8 Soviet 13, 9 out, 10 Canford Calling 41, 11 Whispered Prayer 26, and 12 Go Rush Lightning 14. 280 favourites, 7 Rabbit Up Rednut.
I've got 4 on top, Burden of Proof, 4, 7, 1, and 12. Burden of Proof, look, she's screaming to win another race. Placed her last 3 at Albury, Bathurst and Musselbrook. So from the Kembla Grange base, gee, Teresa Bailiff's covered lots of miles with this mare. She got a long way back at Musselbrook at the most recent run and really hit the line strongly. She's suited by the track conditions at Maruya this afternoon. She loves it around that that good 4, soft 5 range. And from barrier number 4, maps to get the right run here. And I think she can break through for a well-deserved win. Number 4, Burden of Proof. 7, which is Rev It Up Revnut. She ran well last time out on the heavy 10 at Nowra. Just went down behind Spectre, who's won 4 of his last 5 or 6. He's a very informed horse. And Rev It Up Revnut, worth noting, both career victories have come here at the Maruya Circuit. And new stable this preparation, Tash Burley's now got the horse and has steadily been improving this time in and looks primed to run a big one this afternoon. It's just got a slightly more awkward gait as opposed to Burden of Proof. Number 1, Bella Amonte is an interesting runner. Second up from a 7-month break at heavy track, first up at Randwick in a Tab Highway. She's definitely got the ability. I remember the debut run here at Maruya a couple of seasons ago was a ripper. And she's won a couple of races since then, but just probably hasn't quite got to the heights that I think we expected early on. I understand they've probably had some issues with her along the way. She's only lightly raced for a 5-year-old mare, but the ability is there, and she could perhaps improve enough second up to beat this lot from a good draw. And next best could be number 12 here, Go Rush Lightning. I know it's a maiden and a 66, but gets him pretty light. And from barrier number 1, I thought the run at Coffs Harbour last start was really good in what's turned out to be a strong form race. So, and it could be one to watch at big odds, number 12, and it'll probably lead this lot as well. So I'll go 4, 7, 1 and 12 in race number 5.
Right, race 6, Benchmark 58, 1300, 1 out. Now 2 Smart Remark, 850, 3 Heavenly Thunder, 420. 4 Future Dreams, 330, 5 Muckerers, 12, 6 Bit of Faith, 18, 7 Whiskey and Diamonds, 16, number 8 Afterthought, 950, 9 Butterbeer Prince, 650, 10 out, 11 Depreciation, $10, and 12 Excitable, $13. Favourite 330, number 4 Future Dreams.
Most of these horses come out of the race won by Smart Remark here a couple of weeks ago, and they all sort of do battle again. That's the form reference I'm going with. 9 on top, Butteroo Prince, 9, 2, 4 and 5. Butteroo Prince was the unlucky runner in that race behind Smart Remark. Was a little slow to begin and then tracked up coming to the home turn and just raced tight down the home straight and was held up the last 100 metres. Was pretty unlucky, I think, with a clear run. He perhaps just about nearly wins the race and, worth noting, does meet Smart Remark 2.5 kilos better at the weight. And from barrier number 2, is going to get a pretty good run this afternoon and Brock Ryan jumps aboard. So I'm going with number 9, Butteroo Prince on top. Number 2, Smart Remark, had every chance to win this similar event last time, but maps to get the same sort of run again this afternoon. Drew barrier 6 last week, gets barrier number 3 for Jess Taylor this afternoon. So no reason why he couldn't run well again, number 2. Then I'll go number 4, Future Dreams. His run was really good in that same race won by Smart Remark the other day. Just had to be used up from the wide gate. And it just told late because he was claimed the last 100 metres or so. Our on-speed horse who's definitely going to lead this lot, but probably looks to get a little bit of pressure from a horse called Excitable, which might be his undoing, but he'll certainly be there for a long way. And the next best could be number 5, Mucker, who's second up from a 4-month break and was close up behind Smart Remark when running 3rd and can only strip fitter for that run. So I'll go 9, 2, 4 and 5. They've all got that same form reference in that race won by Smart Remark last time out, perhaps in a different order this afternoon with the 9 on top, Butteroo Prince.
Right, there we go, the last race, 7. This is a Benchmark 58. It's over 1,010 now. 1 Living Doll, $7. 2's out. 3 Malachi Crunch, $9. 4 Twirling Moss, $5.50. 5 Sun East, $3.40. 6 Bit of a Star, $6.50. 7 Bonanna, $7.50. 8 out. 9 And There Is More, $10. 10 Lady Tycoon, $8.50. 11 out. 12 Delight, $16.50. The favourite here, 340, number 5, Sunnies. But Brian Cowden said earlier, Malachi Crunch can be the last race specialist.
Oh, this is his bread and butter as well, Malachi Crunch, a 58 around Maruya over 1,010 metres. He absolutely loves this track and distance. But the problem with Big Malachi these days is he's got 62 kilos. The handicap has caught up with him. It just took the sprint out of him last time. He finished fifth. He was beaten just over a length. But 6 or 12 months ago, he would have ran over the top of them because he'd have only had 57 or 58. But that extra 3 or 4 kilos, it just takes the sprint out of him. He's still got 62 to lug this afternoon, but no doubt he'll be finishing hard. I've gone around him, however. 7 on top to beat 5, 12 and 4. Look, having a bit of a throw at the stump here, I didn't know which way to go with this race, but number 7, Bon Anna, she's first up for 8 months with no trial, but a couple of her wins last preparation were exceptional. I do note that first up last preparation, she was 3 and 4 deep the trip and went down narrowly at Queanbeyan when running second, and then backed that up performance with a good win at Queanbeyan in a maiden, and later on in that preparation was exceptional, winning at the Sapphire Coast in a Class 1. Gets a soft draw, Barry number 1, with the claim, and I thought at each way value, she might be the way to go here in what's a really open race. I think she can run well. I'll trust that the stables... Trust the stables got her right first up. I know she's not won first up in the past, but she just about won last up, first up last preparation at Queanbeyan. Number 5, Sunny. Big class drop here. Went around in an open handicap at Wagga. Sat outside the leader. Did hit the front at one point and just got swamped the last 100 metres or so. So certainly going to strip fitter. Your man's on as well, Cozzy, Damon Budler. So gets it much lighter with the claim. And it'll go forward, so I've got to give it a chance. Horse number 12, Delight. She's been a little bit hit and miss this preparation. I thought the run 2 starts ago was excellent at Nowra on a heavy track, and then seemed like she couldn't pick up a feat there last week when she got beat 10 lengths, but back onto a much better surface from a good draw. I thought she could certainly improve here, number 12, nice and fit. And horse number 4, Next Best, Twirling Moss, another one for Robbie and Luke Price. Look, he's first up for 7 months. He's had no trial, but two of his career wins, have come first up. So he should be respected. But the chances don't stop there. If you like one of the last, don't let me talk you out of it. It is a pretty open race. 7 on top to beat 5, 12 and 4 in the last quaddy, but I'd be playing the quaddy wide.
All right. Now, can you find any good things at all today?
Race 1, number 5, All In War. We'll kick off the first with a winner. And race 4, number 1, Blitz and Rush, I thought was the best value of the day. The price might have just gone somewhat. I think it's been trimmed up a little bit on Tab Fixed Odds, but we'll go with those two. Race 1, 5, and race 4, number 1.
All right, good on you, Anthony. Look forward to hearing you throughout the day today.
Thanks, Cozzy. Speak to you soon.
Anthony Manton looking at the meeting today at Maruya with the weather fine and a good 4 there today. It's 26 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing, Saturday, July 27. Undefeated Aussie champ Jai Opatia battles New Zealand's Nick Charalampas with 3 regional titles up for grabs. There's a full star-studded undercard, including the professional debut of Rabideau Luke Burgess, taking on former Rabideau star Bo Champion in the Battle of the Bunnies. It all happens at the Big Top, Luna Park, Saturday, July 27. Tickets now on sale. Just go to www.bigtopsydney.com.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races. Already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder. Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Looking for a way to add more fun and excitement to your next racing bet? Well, you need to try Tab's new odds and evens. Just choose whether the first 2 place getters will be odds, evens or split, or you can spin the wheel for a suggested bet. Odds and evens is available on all Australian racing, so whether it's horses, harness or greyhounds, take a spin on the first 2 place getters for a simple and fun way to bet. Tab, who are you backing? Available for New South Wales Tab customers only. See tab.com.au for full T's and C's. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1-800-858-858.
Hey guys, look, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm leaving the flat. You're like family to me, and if I could stay here longer, believe me, I would, man. I know it's sudden, but I cannot miss my bus.
Hate saying goodbye to your radio? Download Radio App on your phone and take your favourite station anywhere. Radio App, free from the App Store and Google Play.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Everything you need for a winning day.
Now, if you're looking at having a bet today, we've got a couple of good things for you. Mick Bennett earlier on this morning liked a couple. He liked Cessnock, actually. He went race one, number two, which is Mapili. John Ramsey, Grant Buckley, race one, number two, Mapili. And the other one he liked at Cessnock was in the fourth. And it was race four, number two, Madame Ilithia. Brett Partelli, Aaron Bullock combining there. So race four, number two, Madame Ilithia. So the best today from Mick Bennett, race one, number two at Cessnock, and race four, number two. And at Matoa today, Mark Hunter, he thought he could get the daily double, which would be nice if he could. He thought race seven, number 11, Manhattan Vixen. Currently 480 on fixed odds. So race seven, number 11, Manhattan Vixen. And then in race nine, you like the five here, which is Brother Paul. It's $4.20 pop. So number five, Brother Paul in race nine. So Mark Hunter's best, race seven, number 11, and race nine, number five. And Mick Bennett's best at Cessnock today, race one, number two, and race four, number two. 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Claeslow.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, England has been crowned cricket's world champions after a thrilling final tie in the Super Over in Lords was enough to beat New Zealand. Well, Novak Djokovic became the first man in 71 years to win Wimbledon after facing match points in the final, coming back to beat Roger Federer in an unprecedented fifth set tiebreaker this morning. In some NRL news, Dragons coach Paul McGregor still believes St George can win the grand final despite their 36-14 loss to Canberra last night, while Jake Clifford nailed a dramatic field goal in the 79th minute to fire North Queensland to a 15-12 upset over the Sydney Roosters in Gosford. Parramatta spoiled Benjie Marshall's party with Mitch Moses leading them to a 30-18 victory yesterday. They now sit just outside the top four. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget or the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price.
Visit catcloud.biz for details.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Jimmy Maloney joins us on the phone from Perth. G'day, Jimmy.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Do you feel like you're the Bradbury? Do you feel like you're the last man standing?
Cookie called me Bradbury the other day and just excited to be back here. Always love playing in the New South Wales jersey. You come back in a must-win game. Packed house over here in Perth. Can't wait.
What will you bring to this team, Jimmy?
Hopefully I can take some pressure off, mate. As always happens when you lose, a bit of scrutiny fell on the halves. We had a look at the video yesterday. There were quite a few missed opportunities.
The Big Sports Breakfast.
Let's hope that your roommate Jack White's avoiding the barbecue there.
Thanks, boys.
5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by TAB and Volkswagen Amarok.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On the Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
29 to 11, and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. I thought for this morning's On the Pace, we'll just take a look at some of the results over the weekend because there were some really great stories to come out of the racing, particularly here in New South Wales. We kicked off with racing at Wagga on Friday and one mare called Carla Clare was 1/10 of a second outside of the track record when winning. She rated 152 and 4, and the track record is held by Beats in there.